Burrow back then, I remember.
All right, 8:43 on the D&M show, and we like to check in with this guy from time to time. He always has a commentary on sometimes sports, sometimes what's going on in society. It's the hybrid commentator, Stossel Rooney, with another look at life.
Have you seen these so-called Olympics? Well, I have, and I don't know if they deserve to be called the Olympics. When I think of the Olympics, I think of Mary Lou Retton, or Eric Heiden, or even Jesse Owens. But when I tuned in the past few days, I didn't see any of these people competing. Is it really the Olympics when the greats don't show up to compete? I don't think so. And why are they having the Olympics in China? Just because it's cheaper? I say, let's move the Olympics back to America, where it all started. Huh. While we're at it, don't we need to restrict the number of foreign countries that are allowed to compete?
Boy.
Do we really want to see what kind of pole vaulter Malaysia can throw out there? Or which lesbo softballer from Chad can retire aside?
Whoa.
I say, bring back Jesse Owens and let him be the lesbo softballer that pole vaults into the stands. And you ever wonder why the Olympics mascot is a bunch of rings? Why not a funny dog or a T-wolf? Or how about a funny moose who hurdles while shooting water out of his nipples? I'm just thinking out loud here. The point is, why are we also obsessed with rings? We have Super Bowl rings and boxing rings, rings of fire, lords of the rings, ringworm, ring around the Rosie. And who is Rosie anyway?
God.
Why does she have a ring around her? Is she hula hooping? And what is hula hooping anyway?
Never stops.
Maybe that is what the moose should be doing as he's hurdling and shooting water out of his nipples into Eric Heiden's waiting mouth.
That's weird.
I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to say that my balls hang low and they're swinging to and fro. I'm Stossel Rooney.
The hybrid love child of John Stossel and Andy Rooney.
With a million questions that don't make any sense.
He just drives himself crazy with his questions.
All right, it's 8:45.